Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. And tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak, or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Squeak. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And I'm here, but Luke isn't.
Yes.
But guess who is?
Right, let's go around the table.
Hello.
I'm James Hargreaves. As
hello, James.
You all know, I'm not Luke.
No, not Luke.
I'm pressing buttons and things like that. It's interesting. We also have one of our stalwarts that comes in every time that we need somebody. Miss Faith Shaughnessy, how are you, Faith?
I'm good, thank you. Come in Sheffield and come in Rochdale.
Oh, dear. Well, hey.
And Mr. Rate Good himself.
Hello.
Mr. Carl Maloney.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, I'm just getting over the hangover from yesterday.
And we're all getting
drinking
over
a bit of water. We went round to Faith last night, didn't we, and watched a bit
and
of...
And you all know what that means.
Yes. I went out for a quiet, just a couple of beers, and it ended up mayhem, so I'm frail. But we've just had a nice little beverage before the show. We're looking forward to...
We had a little live,
cracking on, aren't
we?
Yeah, why not, yeah.
Indeed, we watched the boxing, didn't we?
We did.
It was a bit of fun.
He put a good shot. Shout out for himself, didn't he, last night? I think.
Well, broke his eye socket, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm no boxing expert, but you
were last night.
But I was last night, wasn't I? I had my head in my hands at one point, like that, practically crying, like I'd trained him myself.
Yeah. No, it was an interesting fight. We'd been to the pub beforehand.
Well, yeah.
Yes, had standard.
We had a couple of sherbets.
Not that we ever drink that much.
No.
Yeah, and ordered a Chinese. And the rule was we couldn't eat the Chinese until after the boxing had finished.
Well, we ordered the Chinese, and obviously it came just as the fight was about to start. So I said, nobody's eating until we've watched the match.
Fair enough.
And Luke got the Mardis on.
Somebody wasn't overly happy with that decision. and took himself off home.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. He's on holiday, so he should maybe be listening.
I hope so.
On his way to East Midlands Airport.
Yes, and flying off to Benidorm.
Yes.
I hope you have a lovely time, love.
Yeah, enjoy Benidorm.
I didn't do it last week. I said I was going to Google whether there was actually somebody called Benny Dorn.
There got to be, surely.
There has to be.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a Facebook search a little bit later. we'll Facebook stalk Bennies. <Yeah. laughs> So, in general, anything going on with Rate Good at the minute, Carl?
Absolutely loads. It's just getting a bit manic, to be honest. I'm a one-man band, just producing this online music magazine to serve, you know, just getting people's music out there, really. So we started doing music reviews, we do podcasts, we do
live gigs. They've got writers actually writing for
you. Yeah, we've got other people, you know, writing reviews for music and stuff like that. And that seemed, we kind of make a conscious effort to not be like the enemy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That just do watered down.
Well, there's one review
on there. General reviews, and it's just boring.
One review on there that I saw, which... It doesn't pull any punches, let's say.
No.
One of the writers did it, and well, it's brutally honest.
Yeah, well, that's what I say.
That's honest, everybody. not honest. Yeah.
That's what I want. I want it to be a service for people. I want it to be constructive feedback for anybody that does it. So I actively promote the reviewers and tell them, just look, be honest. I don't want any cliches. I don't want, like, people saying they blew the roof off the gig and all that kind of nonsense.
Smashed it.
Yeah, smashed it. That's been banned. You can't use stuff like that. It's just got to be... It's got to be honest, because I think...
Can they say you owned it? You made it your own?
No, none of that nonsense.
That's X Factor kind of... That's Simon Cowell sitting down after somebody's done a cover on the X Factor saying, "Oh, you made that your own."
It is a little bit like that, but, it's for the right reasons. It's to try and give people constructive feedback. And
I always think that that's the best thing about this kind of stuff, like reviewing stuff, because a lot of bands that you get the privilege of listening to, they're not professional, and...
No.
They are like normal jobbing people that do it as a hobby.
Yeah.
And essentially, they need that kind of feedback because they don't have a management team or an agent that's telling them, "Oh, you've done that wrong," or "You could have improved it by doing this." As long as you're constructive with it, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. And it is, they do rate them out of 10 and all that. That's just a little bit silly, really, with ratings and things. But there's just so much, like through Twitter and things, I got a band from Tennessee email me to send some music over me because they want like some promotion in the UK and all that kind of stuff, so that's just all a bit weird, but you know, we give him a spin, I'll play him on a podcast, if we like it and it's relevant to the fair people of Sheffield that might be slightly bothered about this little website thing that I'm running, you know, it's just all good, really. You know, I just loved it. It's not work if you enjoy doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's just cheesy, isn't it? But, you know, I genuinely spend hours after my day job on this website every night, and I just love doing what I do, and it's just nice, you know.
Yeah, and it's, well, it is kind of a little small Sheffield website at the minute, but that can be read worldwide, can't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's all on the web.
So what is the best band that you know of at the moment?
Oh, God, you should have... Ask me this earlier. I don't know.
Well, then you wouldn't have got the element of surprise.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah, but...
always works better when you catch somebody out with a question like this.
Yeah, well,
the next question.
I won't say the best band, because I don't know what my best band is. There's loads of great bands out there, but...
I've got mine.
I had a band called Fiona's Run that played at Frog and Parrot recently for me.
Yeah, but you played us that yesterday, and I gave you my feedback.
Well, you can save your feedback because we got it to play
a short while.
Yeah. Seamless. But generally, I had them on at Frog and Parrot recently, and they're just an amazing band. I just love what they did from like Mansfield-y type way.
They got kind of an electronic backing and...
Yeah.
Like, play their instruments over top.
If you like Four Authors, if you're a fan of Four Authors, then it's a similar kind of thing to that, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know. The song that's coming up, I just really enjoyed it. So, I just wanted to share it with you all, you know.
So, what's the worst band at the minute, Carl?
Oh, my Lord. There's loads.
Told you to wait for the next question.
There is some, there's some great stuff out there, there's some rubbish stuff out there. It's all personal preference and all in it, really. You know, it's.
Yeah, cool.
You're very diplomatic there, Carl.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm trying not to swear as well, which
is always
which
a subjective thing, though. This is another thing, because you could say a band's name on here now, and then they will get the face on, but it's just your opinion.
One person's opinion that might have something to do with a magazine.
And the same with your reviews, it's just one person shouting into the void of the internet of millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. And these people that get precious about it, I just think, oh, just chill out, man.
Yeah,
chill out.
What is your favourite at the minute? Favourite band?
Well, and you were there, James.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed the night that Carl put on at the Yellow Arch, which is an amazing venue.
Yeah.
Celebrate Mooncrow. Without a, I nearly swore then. Without a doubt.
Good work, mate.
The best band at. I think we've been to see for a good while.
I think they...
I totally wasn't expecting it because to look at them, they've got long hair, they've got beards, and I thought they're going to sound like Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, just a two-piece as well.
And when they came on, they totally blew my mind.
I've known the Goodwin Brothers for a long time, and if you had to push me for my favourite band at the minute, I would say Celador Mooncrow.
Yeah.
I'd put them right up there. They're just amazingly talented.
I definitely
nice
think that they are
people.
One of the best bands I've seen this year, if not the best band I've seen this year.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. For two people to make that much racket.
Yeah. Yeah. And totally unexpected. Mental, they yeah. were absolutely amazing. So when are they next gigging, Carl? Do we know?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but they'll be...
Celadon Mooncrow, get in touch with us. We need to know when you're playing again, lads.
I'll be doing something with him again this year, or maybe next year, or maybe another year. I don't know what I'm talking about.
5 years down the line.
We will be doing yeah.
There will be a year and I will be doing something with them.
Oh, well. Yeah, they are really great. Mm. Well worth what going and seeing, because if you see their name on a gig poster, I think that's a definite must.
You can download their music off Bandcamp as well. Search Celadon Mooncrow, and they've got Tightrope, Backlash, and a cover of a Led Zeppelin song that's on there, and you can have it for free. Just do it. Why not?
Everybody, go out and listen to them. Indeed. And then there was also the amazing story from the Celadon Mooncrow gig of... James falling into somebody in the urinals.
Oh, let's not go back there.
I don't think I've ever laughed so much in my life.
That is one of the most embarrassing moments of my entire life.
You hugged a man while he was weeing, didn't you?
Yes, and the funniest of mine.
I genuinely thought he was going to hit me. Really did. And there were two guys that followed me into the toilet who were walking in behind me. Who saw it all and were just... Like, obviously in the right place, they were wetting themselves. Literally wetting themselves. We're on the squeak. It's Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You can listen online, as you probably are. I don't know why radio stations say this. It's just...
Yeah, what's the point advertising the website when you're already listening to it?
Yeah, I guess people are always like tuning through the dial and they might stumble on it and not know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, let's just say...
On the wireless.
And everybody's a bit quiet on the texts and tweets out there, so can you get some sending to us, please?
Yes, you can tweet us at the squeak, THESQWEEK.
Who is the worst band out there? Let's find out. Twitter, tell us.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want it on my head, so I'll blame it on whoever's on
the
internet.
I'll say mine. Yep.
Now, one of the better acts that I've actually not seen this year, but I know you went to see, Carl, was Mr. Connor Houston himself.
Yeah, I saw him down at Leadmill. I've seen him loads of times do his acoustic thing out about this setting, and then when this opportunity came up just to go and watch him with a full band.
I've not seen him at one of his own gigs. I saw him at Tramlines.
Yeah,
well, it's just just an amazing experience. Mm. He knows what he's doing, that boy, and I'm an old guitar player myself, and just watching how he moves along that golden guitar of his, I just find it amazing.
Wow.
he's a pure musician, and he's got personality, he's got it all, and I just wish him all the best, mate.
He's absolutely legendary, and if you get the chance, then do go and see him live, because he's spectacular, isn't he? Really good.
Amazing.
And this is Connor Houston with his latest single, which is out now, and it's called I Follow.
Still on you.
Connor Houston.
The boy.
The boy. And we were just saying he's got a gig coming up at the Harley, hasn't he? That's well
yeah,
worth going
City,
and seeing.
He's not timed it very well. I'm going to see Brian Cox that night at City Hall. Mm. So unfortunately, I can't make it, but I'll try and get down after and see if there's anything still going on.
Yeah, I think he should give you your own personal performance.
Yeah, why not?
In the car park.
Well, don't take our word for it. You know, we're singing his praises and everything like that. You can download his album on iTunes and Spotify and all that kind of stuff. You can stream the live gig from the Ledmo, which is mixed really well, and it's just do it, you know, why not? What you got to lose if you got one of them streaming things on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Just search for Connor Houston live at the Ledmo.
Yeah.
And just a great experience, mate. Nice one.
Indeed. Right. Shall we play a game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay. That was limbo. An enthusiastic
is
yay.
It limbo? Yeah. I like limbo.
You like limbo?
Limbo. Limbo. I mean, it's not limbo, is it?
No, I genuinely don't know what you're going on about.
You don't know what limbo is? No. You put a stick out and then you've got a limbo underneath it.
Oh, quite literally. It.
Yeah.
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 No, it's not that kind.
Oh, well, I'm off then. See you later. I've had enough.
Yeah, indeed.
So tell us, James, what's the game?
We're going to play News or Not News.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. Is this following up from listening into the show last week? Yeah. I want to play Dead or Not Dead.
I thought we were going to play Dead or Not Dead.
I'm not so sure that we're going to be able to play Dead or Not Dead.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Because
News or Not News, yay!
Go.
Right, okay, so what we got is I've got 10 different headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You have to decide whether it's a genuine headline from the news or it's a headline from one of those spoof news sites.
Oh, right, okay, got you.
And from a lady that never, ever reads or watches the news, then let's go for it.
Yes, let's do it. So, the first one, let's go to Faith first.
Okay.
Right? The headline is, residents are angry at the local authority for planting trees in the park.
True.
You're going to say that's true?
Yep.
I just don't understand in what circumstance people would be angry for planting trees in a park.
It's true then.
Yeah, but it comes from CBC News in Calgary. Brentwood residents angry that city is trying to plant trees in a local park. Some neighbourhoods protest against low-income housing whilst others take offence to transit projects. But in Brentwood, it's new trees that are raising the ire of some residents.
Get a life.
Yeah. That's,
people why? Are crackers. That's
they are crackers, aren't they?
Yeah.
A high majority of the human beings out there, and if you're listening to this, just look to your left or your right, you'll probably find one. They are mental, aren't they?
The reasoning behind this is a lady called Ellen Burgess has been going door to door in the area because she thinks more trees could mean more crime. That's how it works.
Yeah. I did get pickpocketed by a shrub once. You've got to wash out
by
for
an
those.
Acorn tree. Yeah.
What an interesting story. Okay, so Carl, got one for you.
Oh God, pressure's on there.
The New Zealand Health Minister denies snorting fake cocaine.
Denies snorting fake cocaine.
Fake cocaine, not even real cocaine. Fake cocaine.
So he's denied snorting fake cocaine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, when is my rider arriving?
Fake. I think that's true.
So there's some talcum powder somewhere.
Politicians, it just sounds like a politician, something like a politician to get up to.
Yeah. So it's from news.com.au.
So, am I right?
Yeah, Australia, you are indeed right.
One all.
The New Zealand's health minister has been forced to deny he snorted pretend lines of cocaine at a primary school fundraiser.
That's how you do it. That's what needed to get through with that one.
Jonathan Coleman was at the event last week at a school in Northcote electorate, which had a Las Vegas theme, complete with fake cocaine. Why would you do that a fundraiser for a school? Images from the fundraiser show parents with trays of the lines of the fake drug, and a representative for Mr. Coleman denied he played with the drug or was even aware of it.
Well, he would do, wouldn't he?
Of course he would.
Silly bum.
Wow, so that's one each. You both got them right so far.
I like this game.
Can I just interject? We've had a text in.
Ooh,
oh,
text.
Go on.
The text has flooded in.
Yes.
And it's from our kid. Ooh. And he would like us to... he'd like to know if we've seen any clips of the new Oasis documentary.
I have.
He thinks it looks quite interesting.
It looks very ordinary.
All right. I'm not finished yet, love. And do we side with rock and roll shouter Liam or corporate monkey Noel. Not the views of Sheffield Live. That's the views of our kid.
What more can they bring out about Oasis, though?
Everybody knows the story, don't they?
Yeah, the story's out there, and they've brought out everything already, yeah. Surely. They've brought out documentaries and things.
Yeah, and you know the story, and that documentary looks just so ordinary. It gives the trailer for it gives me no reason whatsoever to watch it.
I was on the last Oasis documentary.
Was you?
Why?
That Lord Don't Slow Me Down one.
Yeah.
A tiny, tiny clip of the gig that they played in Las Vegas, and I were at the gig. And the cameraman must have been stood behind me because you can see me back and my mate's back and me side of my head on it for like half a second.
So it could have been anybody.
No, it would definitely me. Definitely me.
It could have been anybody.
Me and Steve Strickland will back me up. Text in, Steve. Back me up, mate.
Right, so your next question for Faith.
Okay, go.
News or not news. Film company reports its own websites for piracy.
I don't understand the question.
A film company has reported its own website
for
pirating.
Don't just repeat it like Hanover Way.
Hanover Way. Which was something that you repeated several times on Friday afternoon to me. Yeah.
So a film company has reported itself for piracy?
Yeah.
Oh, false.
No, it's actually true.
It's got to have been true, yeah. That one, sure.
It's all true.
There might be, you never know. You're going to have to guess and see. This one comes from... a few news sites. Warner Brothers is vigorously trying to prevent pirated content from showing up in search results, but in doing so, the movie studio has shot itself in the foot. Recently, Warner asked Google to take down several of its own pages and websites,
excellent.
Claiming that they are copyright infringing.
Excellent. Excellent.
What numpties.
Excellent.
The mind boggles.
It does indeed.
It just shows how out of touch they are, some of these people, doesn't it? They don't even know what they do.
Yeah.
Madness.
So you've got the chance to take the lead here now, Carl.
Let's have it.
That just took my ear off.
Sorry.
Well, so your headline then, Carl, is Craig David supports a strong
day. Over your boink.
Can I get a rewind? Craig David supports a 7-day NHS.
Is he trying to get an headline? Yeah, I think he would have. I think he wants publicity, so I think that is true.
Well, whilst I don't doubt that he genuinely does support a 7-day NHS, it actually comes from a spoof website, so it's not.
Don't we have a 7-day NHS anyway? I don't get what that is.
It's over Jeremy Hunt's plans to make junior doctors work more over 7 days instead of 5 days and all that.
Well, that's just
stuff.
A bad idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, Craig David, R&B singer, Garage MC, a man with a career resurrection story better than Jesus, has come out in support of Jeremy Hunt's plans for a 7-day NHS.
Okay.
So he's reworked the lyrics to his noughties hit, saying, I met this nurse on Monday, all the doctors strike by Tuesday, I was in surgery by Wednesday, recovering Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I was dead by Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's still 1-1.
Yes!
Still equal.
All to play for.
Yeah. So we'll have another track just for the time being. And it's one of Sheffield's now long lost, not long lost, but lost bands. But they are bringing out a best of CD.
I know who this is.
Through Olya Records. Somebody that you know well, Mr. Maloney.
Yeah, they do good work, them boys.
Yeah, so Stop Drop Robot have got a best of CD coming out that you can pre-order on all the iTunes and all that stuff now. But this is a previously unreleased track from that album called Tomahawk.
Intertwined, they could have stand.
is Sheffield Live.
And our stop drop robot, Tomahawk.
I liked that one.
Yeah, it's good. I do think that the vocals are a little bit shouty.
It was a lot heavier than I was expecting it to be, but yeah, I quite like that one.
Yeah, cool track. We've had people tweeting, so we got people listening.
We've actually got people listening, have we?
Yeah, God knows why.
Astounded.
It's always a bonus, isn't it?
God knows why. But yes, Neil says that we're rubbish for not playing Dead or Not Dead. That's one for another week, that.
Yeah. We can't do it all at once.
We know that Paul Fletcher and Judy are listening on their way
to London, I believe.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Judy. It's Judy's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Judy. I didn't realise that.
It's somebody else's birthday as well, James, remember?
It is somebody else's birthday, but yeah, let's just ride over that for now.
sorry, Ray.
Well, it's not a birthday yet. Anyway, and Ray has actually tweeted in saying that she loves Connor Houston.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Join the queue.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you're still at 1-1 in news or not news.
Yeah,
okay,
let's crack on.
Go on.
Right, so the next headline for Faith this time is car rolls into river after spider scares driver.
Oh, true.
You think that's true?
Yeah, because I've seen me and you when a wasp got in the car, so I could quite easily roll into a river if someone got in the car.
They don't mess about spiders these days, and all they're like rats now. They're getting bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, but to be fair, like that occasion with the wasp or bee or whatever it was in the car, that was quite frightening.
It was, but me and you dived out the car and left Ray stuck in the back.
Indeed. So this one again comes from Australia, where spiders are really scary.
And they're huge in Australia.
So yeah, it is a true headline. Mm. But a teenage arachnophobe has watched her car roll into a New South Wales river after jumping out to brush a large spider off her body.
Yep.
She just pulled up to the Bayview boat ramp in Sydney's northern beaches at 7 a.m. when a huntsman spider crawled out from under her visor and jumped onto her lap. I'm on board with
yes.
that.
Is it true that there's a new spider out and about in Sheffield? There was something on the news.
That might...
That's got teeth.
Wow.
What, human teeth?
Yeah, it's the same size as your fist, and it's got a lovely smile.
I'm going to go false.
Right. Well, Carl...
Okay.
Right, so...
2-1.
So it's 2-1.
I think that was a lie.
Right, Carl, to level up the scores.
Oh, no, here we go.
Right, your headline... Sex-crazed spiders as big as mice set to invade Sheffield homes.
Yeah, really? You're joking, man? You joking?
It's genuinely the question.
It's got to be false, because it mentioned the teeth. No, I don't know. Yeah, true, because they are... That's so weird that I mentioned that, and then that question come up next. That's weird.
Well, we are covering the news. If you've seen the news,
yeah, okay.
You might know what's true.
So does it say it's got teeth? I need to know about the teeth.
This is from the Sheffield Star, so yes, it is. It is true. You're right. Yeah. So it's 2-2 now. But yes, sex crazed spiders the size of mice.
Sex crazed. How do they know they're sex crazed?
Like this has some of you the best writing for a local paper I've ever seen. Right. Sex-crazed spiders the size of mice are planning to invade Sheffield this autumn.
Size of mice?
Yeah. Planning to invade Sheffield this autumn. Like, you know planning what the plans are, right? Yeah. They've held a meeting.
I'm horny, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. They've held a meeting. Like, they've drawn on a whiteboard what they're doing. So the star have seen this. Yeah, the Randy Critters, which can grow up to 12 centimetres long.
How do they know they're randy? I need to get to the bottom of how they know they're randy.
They've probably been lurking in your room all year, yep, but only come out from their hiding places at the end of summer.
Lurking as well, like, yeah, just like snidey little.
I've got an image of them like behind the skirting board, just peeking out.
Yeah. Smiling.
The spiders are driven into the open by their urge to mate, having spent much of the rest of the year hidden away.
Oh, wow. Well, spiders have got to do it, haven't they? You know, it's human nature, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We all do it, so...
Yeah.
Good luck to them. Crack on, lads.
Crack on.
Crack on, lads. Go on.
Sorry, 2-2.
Can't believe
that. Boo.
Right, another one for you then, Faith.
All right, go on.
Public marriage proposal wins woman's heart with intimidation.
What?
That's the headline.
That's it. Go on, you could answer that.
So somebody
proposed,
stalked her into saying yes.
Yeah.
Public marriage proposal wins woman's heart with intimidation.
Intimidation.
Intimidation, Carl. Intimidation.
You will marry me.
I'm going to go, yeah.
You're going to go, yeah?
Yeah.
No, it's from one of the spooks.
No!
Yes.
Damn you, Lord!
Yeah, this is from the dailymash.co.uk. A couple are getting married after a man placed the woman he loves in an incredibly stressful situation without warning her. Tom Logan unexpectedly proposed to girlfriend Nikki Hollis during someone else's wedding, at which all their friends and relatives were present. A light aircraft flew overhead with the banner, Nikki, will you marry me?
Oh, that's bad form. Doing it at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, it didn't actually happen.
Somebody's... Oh, yeah.
I'm getting angry about that, and it didn't happen. Okay.
Right, so, Carl, you...
Is this to win?
This is to take the lead.
Oh.
Right. 2-year-old girl gets fined for littering.
True. And that should happen as well.
That should happen. Oh, are we going in for a controversial point of view now?
Yeah, well, yeah. Kids these days. Yeah, it's true. Surely true.
These scamps going round, throwing the sweet wrappers on the floor.
They should know better at that age.
Yeah, this is from Providence Journal, so it is true. Harper Westover, age 2, had never run afoul of the government before. The Paw Patrol fanatic lives in northeast Washington with her parents, who insist she's just the tidiest, most polite and well-behaved toddler in the nation's capital. They call her Harpy, sometimes Lovey. Do you see how they're like building up this story for the little innocent girl? But to officials at the city's Department of Public Works...
Should be a nightmare.
Harpy is known by another name, etched in capital letters on District of Columbia government letterhead.
She sounds horrible.
Violator.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she received a $75 fine for allegedly littering at the end of the alley by her home.
I'd have locked her up overnight and all.
Yeah?
Yeah, and birched her.
But I'll just bring to the point of, like, the Sheffield ambassadors going round at the minute, aren't they? They're being quite eager.
What powers have they got over us?
They can fine you.
Can they?
Yeah, they will...
But what if they, like, saw you, like, chuck a bubbly on the floor or something and then started coming towards you? What if you legged it? They can't do all, could they?
A bubbly.
One of those Anglo bubblies that used to be 2p back in the day. The little pink ones.
Would they chase you and wrestle you to the ground?
I think they do chase you.
And wrestle you to the ground?
To an extent. I don't think they're that eager, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, like, I know people, hello Ray, who've thrown cigarette buds on the floor and been fined.
And
I always forget that as well.
And Faith.
I forget that.
Scandalous.
But it does disintegrate into nothing.
Yeah.
Little snout at tab ends, don't they? So it's not like you're chucking some like plastic stuff on the floor that'll just hang around the world forever.
It is still litter, though, Carl.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
You are committing a violation of the law.
Yeah, I'm as bad as that 2-year-old. That's been said about me before.
You are actually just a 2-year-old.
Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. And I'm proud of it.
So, Carl, a band you mentioned earlier,
Fiona's Run.
They are playing for you at
Mulby Tavern. Month after. I'll just let you know the date when I remember. But it'll be gigs.
I know.
22nd October. It come to me.
Yeah,
they're headlining Mulby Tavern. I love the Mulby Tavern as a venue.
Aren't they just having a refit?
They are having a refit. The actual weekend, the 21st, they are having like a big launch thing. They've got Twisted Burger based there, and they're doing food and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of had a bit of a reputation for itself, that pub. But I'd urge anybody just to go down and have a look around, because it's, you know, it has changed a lot and it's quite nice. You know, it's reasonably priced ale and a cracking music venue downstairs and all. They're spending a few quid on it these days. So.
It's a bit like the rocking chair where you go downstairs into it.
Yeah, but yeah, you can get a decent amount of people in there. It's a nice PA and all that stuff, and people generally enjoy themselves. I think it's just been forgotten a little bit, that venue. But if you are looking, just look out for gigs there and just go to one. Most of them are free these days. You know, just go down. It don't cost out.
Twisted Burger as well.
Twisted Burger,
yeah, always good burger.
Although the last time I had it, it wasn't as good as it used to be.
Right.
It never is. I'm not trying to steal Carl's thunder in any way, shape or form, but I do believe on the 22nd of October, October Drifter playing.
Yeah, it does clash with that one.
Yes. You pick your dates, you don't.
No, I can't do anything about
Brian
it.
Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm missing Connor Houston and I'm missing October Drift just for being busy.
Only two of the best acts in Sheffield.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch them again. They'll be around again on the next tour. I saw them on the last tour.
Yeah.
You know, can't go to them all, can you?
So Fiona's Run, they sent us a track, just as any band or artist can do. Just get in touch and we shall play your music.
This
one is a nice little funky bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm liking this. A bit of Fiona's Run.
There we go.
Roof Space. Can you dig it?
Oh, yeah.
I marched to the pub to that song yesterday. It's a good one to walk to the pub to, that tune.
It's funky. Yeah. I like that. I like the electronic backing and like the full sound of it.
Yeah, they played it at Frog and Parrot for me recently. I've just put out like I made a video of that song actually on YouTube at the minute, and that's what like got me thinking about the band to play. You know,
can't beat a bit of trumpet.
No, you can't. You can't.
That's what I always say.
Can you, Faith?
No.
No.
Right, so we did forget the scores of News or Not News.
It's 3-2. 3-1 to me. Stupid Carl. 2!
Carl is winning.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
of course.
Right,
I'm not bothered anymore.
Fine, that's it.
So, Faith, your next one... I think these are the last ones. Your next one... warning, swarms of drunk, unemployed and angry German wasps could invade Sheffield.
If you don't get this right, you've lost.
Trying not to swear.
So that's warning, swarms of drunk, unemployed and angry German wasps could invade Sheffield.
Unemployed?
Is that a genuine news headline? Or is it one that's made up by one of those spoof satire sites?
It's so stupid that it should be false, but then is it so stupid that it's actually true?
As far as I'm aware...
You tell me.
I'll go false.
Of course it's false. It's got to be. No, I've never met an employed wasp.
Well...
I've always said that.
Once again, from the Sheffield Star...
Oh, my God.
Careful.
Bleep!
Yes, bored, angry and drunk German wasps could start attacking.
Bored.
Yeah, but they've asked them. They've done a survey. Yeah, right? German wasps could start attacking and stinging people in Sheffield
at
random.
Look at face on him. He's got a face. He looks bored.
I'm going to sting you, Carl, for winning.
People are being warned to watch out for swarms of the insects, which are now at their angriest and most likely to sting for no reason.
Is this telling into Daily Mail?
I think it's just clickbait, isn't it?
Oh,
it's just to try and get people to click it from Facebook to get their advertising up or something. but it could be...
I'd click it.
Yeah, it could be a genuine warning and, you know, fair enough. That's
but why are they unemployed?
Well, yeah, what
is that like trying to play on
what would
like
they normally be employed as?
Yeah.
That's a really good... What jobs do wasps have?
Other than being a wasp.
Other than that one that's just dressed up on The Simpsons.
They're just snidey, aren't they? They're just like... I think the job's just to be snidey, I think.
Yeah. Apparently you can distinguish them from normal wasps because of their size and three black spots on their face.
Oh.
And why are they drunk as well?
Honey.
Oh, they're feasting on fermented fruit.
Fermented, yeah. I do that sometimes when times are hard.
Yeah. If you agitate them,
we've all been there.
If you agitate them, they send messages to other wasps that they are under attack, and you could end up dealing with a swarm.
We've got little phones. Yeah, we've got little phones.
Just watch out for them on WhatsApp.
I don't like it.
They hit each other up on the WhatsApp.
Carl, your last question, even though you've won.
Not bothered,
it's pointless, yeah.
Yeah, your last
true.
Question.
It's true. I'm just going with true. Don't matter, does it? <It's true. laughs>
Right, I've actually got two because I kept one for a tiebreaker. But
well,
I think
necessary.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for the tiebreaker, which we wouldn't have normally used, but I can't resist doing it.
Go on then.
Right. Sheffield band The Sherlocks arrested following death of female sound engineer.
That is true, and I know who did it.
Yes, but is it a true news headline or is it one from a spoof satire site?
I'm not sure what he thinks it is. it's from his spoof website, isn't it?
It's from bfnn.co.uk, the spoof website. Yes, the story is Sheffield-based Courtiners. I nearly said Courtiners.
Courtiners.
Idiot. Sheffield-based Courtiners-style indie poppers, the Sherlocks, have been arrested following the death of a female sound engineer at Leeds Festival on Saturday, 27th of August. Just to stress that this didn't actually happen. Just in case anybody thinks that I'm reading out a genuine news article. The sound engineer allegedly died of an aneurysm after listening to almost 2 minutes of their biggest hit, Heart of Gold, something festival organisers have described as regrettable and unavoidable. Wow. So, yes, that's a false news story.
Yes.
Repeat false.
So, landslide 3-1 winner.
Shut it. Okay,
fair enough.
Yeah, it is a landslide.
For the record. Winner.
But more news or not news next week.
Winner.
You're just a sore loser. Sore loser.
Proper stamping your feet about. What's up with you?
Beat you to death with flip-flopping.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
I've just been asked by Ray on Twitter whose birthday week it is. Happy birthday.
Yeah, she has a birthday week, that one, doesn't she?
Yeah, which started probably about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's just asked me, what prize does the winner get?
Yeah, what do I get? Where do I sign?
You get the pride of being on the squeak and winning a rubbish quiz.
That's all. My dreams have come true.
Yeah.
Right. So, shall we have our last track of the day?
Oh, ah.
Yep.
Oh, ah.
Yeah. I've completely forgotten who it is.
Brilliant.
Oh no, I've just remembered who it is.
Yay!
It is one that again you've bigged up, Carl.
Yeah.
It's When the Cats Come Home by the Vultures.
Yeah, there's a proper vibe going about that band at the minute.
I've heard a bit about them.
There's
just. Everybody, a lot of people, well, everybody, I don't know, but a lot of people are talking about this band. And
Give me a fact about the Vultures.
They used to be the Rusbys.
Right, okay. I do remember the Rusbys.
Mm. Yeah. They played the Leadmill other day at the Leathernecks gig and went down a storm. Scott, my mate, went to it and he was really impressed and saw him live.
Is he going to write up an article on?
I don't know. I don't know what that boy's doing these days. You know.
Do you know what he is doing? He's wearing
appalling footwear.
Right, this is a picture that you put on Facebook of him. And just describe his appalling footwear.
Oh, it's absolutely appalling. I went down to... We borrowed his car yesterday and I went round to his house this morning. This is all factual information, by the way. He opened door in these audible, big, like, booties on his feet. they're like indoor sock booties.
Yep.
just absolutely horrendous. So I instantly, like you do, I just took my phone out to try and take a picture in it, and he got right embarrassed and like kicked him off. So I made him put him on and took a photo of it and put it all over the internet.
Obviously, like a good friend does.
A good friend.
And he's shaming.
And then they are absolutely horrendous footwear. So just go on my Twitter thing, Carl Maloney. That's Carl Maloney.
Well,
it's all over. I'm still not over the horrendous. Sock.
I think I'm having nightmares about it for the next week.
Just Scott wears ankle booties. You know,
in the house.
Draw your own conclusion to that.
Oh, Scott, what are you doing?
Weirdo.
So yeah, the Vultures, When the Cats Come Home. What a choice.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the Vultures.
Your bones, I'll be there.
hate a fade out on a song. Oh, I think that just crackled everyone.
Saws everybody.
It's a nice little video for that song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like one of them. What's it called when they've got lyrics for a song on it?
A lyric video?
Yeah, lyric video.
Subtitles.
Yeah, it's one of them. it's a cool little video. Look out for it, Vultures. I don't know. It's creating a vibe. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a vibe about that band, and I'm intrigued by it.
It sounded all right. I'd go and see them.
Yeah.
I've just had confirmation as well that fade outs are rubbish. From Luke. Luke has tweeted us in.
Oh, hello, Luke. You're all right, Luke.
Bless him. Listen.
All right.
Are you at the airport yet?
Got face on.
Airport.
Got face on, Paul.
He's not got face on. Stop. No.
Wow. Faith just actually hit Carl in the studio. Wow.
He knows I'm on a teaser.
Whilst he was rolling a
fag. Which he's not going to smoke in the studio.
Let's just point
that out.
Of course not.
For people.
Of course not.
He's stuck on the M1, apparently. And. Having to listen to us.
Yeah.
Two bad things.
Have a nice
at the
holiday, Luke.
Time.
The poor thing. Yeah, have a good time, love.
Enjoy. We'll look soon. After things whilst you're gone.
Yeah.
Or not.
Very capable of looking after things, Luke.
We might have already broken it.
Yeah.
And Scottarillo has also tweeted us. He said, how's it gone? I'm up at my mother's doing a fashion parade in my booties. So is he not listening?
I hope so. I don't know. I thought he would do, because I'm on. You know, he's my mate and that. I thought he'd support me, but obviously not.
Seem not, love.
Well, no. I'm guessing that he's going to listen back to the podcast, which anybody can, by searching for The Squeak on iTunes.
Best way to do it, you can subscribe to it, can't you, and all. So every time a new show comes up, it's just automatically on your phone and you get a little notification. I like to listen to it. This show, I just love The Squeak. It's just a nice little show, in it on a Sunday afternoon, something to clear the hangover and
dust
off the cobwebs before the new week starts.
I used to love the likes of The Sunday Show and This Morning with Richard Not Judy, and you'd watch it with a hangover, and it was perfect just to lay zonked out.
I still can't get over the Andrew Marr thing when the band plays. I think that's a bit weird. DJ Ski, you all right, mate?
Everyone's favourite winter sport DJ has just walked in. DJ Ski. Who is up next with Platinum Plates in just over a minute's time?
Yeah.
As I said in my best Alan Partridge voice. Luke has actually tweeted to say, let's see if DJ Ski calls you Luke this week.
That's how he wants to play,
is it? That's how he wants to play. I think he's looking for trouble where there is none, isn't he?
As you say, Jamaica, more time, love.
More time indeed.
I wouldn't like to be him right now.
That's exactly it. And Neil has also tweeted, say he's not listened but want to know what was on the programme. Can you tweet back everything they've done for us?
Arsehole, we can't.
No, we're not doing that. What you can do is listen back to the podcast. But what are you up to this week then, Carl, quickly?
I've got a busy day, a busy week, really. I've got loads of videos to edit for new bands and stuff like that, and I've got about...
Good board now. What are you up to this week, Faith?
Friday, I'm going to a black tie do with Glyn Rhodes' boxing gym from Sheffield, from Hillsborough, over at the Royal Victoria, so really looking forward to that.
Oh, you're right posh, aren't you? Just hobnobbing it with everybody. Right, so just enough time for us to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. This has been The Squeak.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.